The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Different classes of people. You know, one of the reasons why we see so much bad news is because the people who control the media and who run things like us to be squabbling amongst each other. They don't want us to be working together, because if we did that, you never know what we might come up with together. You know what I'm saying? The power of people is powerful. But the real thing that we need to focus on, the real difference, should be the class divide. The class divide, you know, equal opportunities for everyone. Great, and you could argue that there is a lot more of that these days. But there are lots of people who have been very, very lucky, and they want to maintain that system that brings them so much abundance. It's just, it makes sense. We all would want to do that, really, if we're really honest. But if you actually think about it, class divide, a lot of the differences in humans in general, but especially class, but there's a lot of differences between types of people. They're all just agreed upon stories. They're just stories that large groups of people agree upon and don't really talk about much. An example of a genius idea, a genius story that we all agree on, is money. Money doesn't exist, it's just a value in our mind, and we exchange it, and we don't need to talk about what money actually is to be able to exchange it with each other. It's just a story that we all agree upon. And in a similar way, agreed upon stories, we have imagined orders of people. So we have imagined orders of class, if you will. For example, in the UK or in a lot of Western countries, you've got working class or lower class, you've got middle class, and you've got upper class. And really, it separates us believing in these stories eventually manifests into the haves and the have-nots. Some people have, and some people are very lucky, and some people just don't have, and they have not. And these stories have been getting shared amongst us for thousands of years now, since the agricultural revolution around 12,000 years ago, when a lot of people could start living in one area for the first time in human history. We needed ways of controlling and separating such a large amount of people in one go, because it's never been seen before. So we needed to have stories that kept people separate. An example of a story that's still going to this day, that's thousands of years old, is the Indian caste system. I don't know if you know about this much. I don't know much about it. Some of you watching or listening might. But the Indian caste system is, you've got Brahmins and you've got Sudras. And I believe the Brahmins are the people who were, you know, God's gift. Brahmins are people who were privileged, and Sudras are people, you know, in poverty. And there's no way that they can get out of that, because what starts to happen is these stories eventually become folklore, and then they become real law. And in India, they created laws that prevented, for example, Sudras and Brahmins getting married. You had to have the same job as your parents by law. So just imagine that. Imagine how that can start the ball rolling into the haves and the have-nots. And these are just agreed upon stories that people agree upon without any real basis of evidence. I think maybe how it used to work in the UK, what, you know, the land that we probably called England or whatever land it used to be thousands of years ago, it were as simple as, you're on a horse, you've got a big club or a sword or a metal bar or whatever you could forge, and you're on a horse, and I'm in a field without those tools. So you beat me up and tell me to leave, and you are taking that field. And it literally started from as simple a thing as that. And over time, you start to start to develop these stories of this is my field, this is my family's field, this is where my family and my tribe live, and people just agree on it. But most people are decent and normal people, but we all buy into stories over time. We all do. It's difficult to equip ourselves against some of these stories and rumours because we are we're built that way, we're wired that way, and rumours and propaganda that we get fed, you know, by like the media, for example, by social media algorithms, whether it's bullshit or not, like Russia did it, didn't they? They were planting memes in our culture, and eventually they become stories, and they become things that we agree upon, and then it gets secured in folklore, and then we all buy in, and before we know it, this is just the way things are. Look, like for example, women. Women have had the raw deal for all the stories throughout recorded history, including like the hieroglyphics and the old ancient civilizations. Women have had the raw deal when it comes to the power divide, right? But just going by my own experience, I'll give you an example. In the fire service, all the worst firefighters that I've worked with have never been women. A lot of the most capable firefighters I've ever worked with have been women. All the women I know can pretty much do everything that blokes can do, but they seem to have such a raw deal in just so many ways. And, you know, it's just one example of how stories and just agreed upon stories can start to be pervasive into society. But we have this thing called a biological immune system. You've got your immune system that fights off viruses and stuff like that. But we have a biological immune system, and it's kind of like it's a way of us protecting ourselves from potential disease. So it's just a first layer mechanism of equipping us to not die of diseases, etc. Our biological immune system. And we consider ourselves as pure. I consider myself as pure, but that person over there is polluted. That tribe over there, they're polluted. They stink. Those people are unclean. Me and my family are clean. My farts smell beautiful, but your farts smell disgusting. Why is it that my farts smell beautiful, but your farts smell disgusting? I'll tell you why. Because I think and I believe that I'm clean, but I believe that you're unclean. That is literally how our brain works. and propaganda knows this. It knows this about people, so it plants seeds. Hitler used to use it about the Jews. Americans use it about the blacks, or used to use it about the blacks. People use it about gays. You know, gays carry AIDS, for example. All of these things are stories based upon very, very little evidence. And what's really dangerous is when we start to see other people and other types of people, other cultures as unclean. If we do that, that is dangerous for society, full stop. Because this is when we start fighting against each other and not focusing on what the real problems are in society. Anti-vax and vaccine differences. I saw a guy recently posted there were a meme and it had a Roman warrior on it, and it was like something about saying that people have been vaccinated are pure bloods, wear pure bloods, something like that. And I picked him up on it and I said, mate, I get what you're saying, but those kind of messages are dangerous, because as soon as you start seeing yourself as other people, you start seeing yourself and other people as different because of the cleanliness of your blood, it's like racism. It's the same kind of thing as deep racism, and it causes massive, it's magnifying the problem, this kind of thing. And we have to notice it in each other and pick each other up about it. Because the thing about vaccinations and anti-vaccinations, the biological immune system is triggered on both sides. It's not just one side of it that gets triggered. Both sides of the vax or anti-vax people are kind of a bit creeped out and disgusted by the other side, which is pretty funny. I've got some notes here. we have this proof as well. This proof in a lot of the old texts, the Bible, like I said, hieroglyphics, things like this. There might be one line in the Bible where it talks about that someone had slaves, and they're going to talk about that in the Bible since it got written when people had slaves, right? And then the modern day Christians will use that often to justify slavery and stuff like that. Maybe not in this day and age, but maybe 50 years ago. And we start to become suspicious of different types of people. We start to become suspicious, and we don't want to integrate with other types of people because we can sense that they're different. And that suspicion turns into disgust. And that disgust, let's just say, for example, in the black community in America, and I'm sure there's loads of other examples, and if you've got any other examples, share them. But that stigma that you've really, through no fault of your own, started to have to carry around with you, it becomes a massive burden to have to carry around. And then it's no surprise when that person starts to fall behind because of all the burden they've got to carry, because of the stigma that was created by the fucking stories that got made up, because that's all they really are, they're made up stories. And then what starts to happen is this is when class divide starts to come into it, because so many people fall behind and they're all so very similar, they're so very less educated, they're so very less healthy because they don't have access to the same stuff as what all the haves do. And this is how class divide starts. It emerges. And then you get these true haves and have-nots. You can never work so hard that you're going to have rich parents. You can't work hard enough to have rich parents. But you can work hard enough that your kids do. You know, that is a choice. That's something that you can try to do. People are born with so much luck. You know, people don't choose the genes that they've got. They don't choose where they were born. They don't choose how much money their mums and dads had. People just have what they have. You have to just do what you can with what you've got. That's all you can do. And slowly, through conversations, through understanding, we have little incremental changes over time. And that is how we have genuine progress. But to reiterate, what you'll find is most divides between people are just stories that humans have invented and everyone's just agreed upon over time. Thanks, guys. I love you. Bye.